Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, so COVID cases creeping up. In fact, it's at the point where Oregon might have to already start implementing some restrictions. This is really frustrating people because we were sick of COVID when we heard about last winter, then last spring. We thought we'd be done with this by last summer. Then we had spikes in the fall, as predicted. We went throughout the winter. Restrictions still continued. People's businesses lost businesses. People lost lives. Then here we are coming into spring, hopefully summer. We have vaccines, millions of people getting vaccines, millions of people having access to vaccines, and the numbers are still going up. In America, we have over 10,000 people now currently in the hospital, so that number is inching up every day. Another 10,700 cases reported, but those are people getting tested. Another 161 deaths in the last few hours. But, you know, a lot of eyes have been on India. Apparently, India's healthcare system has been showing signs of buckling under the strain of the second wave of coronavirus infections. In fact, authorities reported over 300 or nearly 300,000 new cases on Wednesday alone. But there was an accident at one of the COVID-19 hospitals. In fact, this accident killed 20 people. And apparently, this happened in a hospital in the western state of Maharashtra, where there was a leak in the hospital's main oxygen tank. So it stopped the flow of oxygen to a bunch of critically ill people. And those people died. Now, hospitals across India have been sounding the alarm that they have an acute oxygen shortage. Remember California? They had an acute oxygen shortage. Many hospitals officials said they were just a few hours away from running out. India is now home to the world's fastest growing COVID-19 crisis. I think they're even surpassing Brazil. 294,000 new infections were reported on Wednesday, more than 2,000 deaths. Supplies of hospital beds, oxygens, vaccines running low. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged people to be more careful and said lockdowns were a last resort. States and cities are increasingly going on lockdown on their own. Critics say the government's mixed messages are making matters worse. It's tricky. It's unfortunately tricky because as they watch other countries and their mixed results with lockdowns, it's not very popular. India has 1.3, almost 1.4 billion people. Very hard to have the law enforcement and the enforceability of some of these lockdowns. Not to mention, last thing they need is the country going into full-blown poverty as well. Because any more poverty is going to sink the country. There were political rallies. People are concerned about that. Religious festivals, so it's unfortunately a hotbed right now of COVID. In fact, yesterday we had talked about how they found a double mutant, where I think it was the 1.361. I need to double check what the mutant number is, but the one in India seemed to be not only more contagious but more lethal and would affect younger people. So they have more younger people in the hospital. So, unfortunately, we have, when you have other countries that are grappling with high cases, it affects us. Already, the State Department has added multiple states to their do not travel list to kind of coincide with what's happening with the CDC. The CDC has at least 150 countries on the don't go there. All right, whether it's crime, whether it's kidnapping, they have a whole, well, actually the CDC has it listed based on COVID. The State Department has it listed based on a variety of reasons, whether it's kidnapping, crime, etc. And the State Department had a bunch of countries that they said do not go to, but they had released a memo yesterday or 2 days ago saying, look, guys, we're going to be probably adding a bunch more countries, and we are going to be moving up to probably 80% of countries due to COVID risk. Now, that's not a very easy sort of advisory for anybody, because they are hoping that they can start seeing family again. I mean, America is, quote-unquote, a melting pot where we have family. I got family out of the country. We all have, you know, most of us have relatives and friends and business in other parts of the world. And so, unfortunately, Do Not Travel has been updated. Let me see how many more countries that has been added. A whole slew of them. They kept the promise. Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, Tajikistan, Somalia, Russia, Qatar, Oman, Niger, Mali, Maldives, Macau, Ireland. Many do not travel. Now, what's going on in domestically. So Oregon, they say, is going to tighten restrictions on businesses and public activity in 10 additional counties starting Friday as the COVID-19 pandemic fourth wave shows no sign of slowing. They say more than half of Oregon counties are now considered, quote, at high risk for COVID-19 transmission. Now, Oregon has had a robust vaccine program, but they say Grant County has seen the virus surge as many residents refuse vaccine. Umatilla County, both qualified as high risk, but the state opted to kind of put them on a caution lap for the next couple weeks. Numbers are in for us to see what has been going on in terms of vaccine enthusiasm and in terms of numbers. But, you know, unfortunately, we in America, and we don't have everybody vaccinated, which we don't expect that to happen, and we do have people coming in from other countries. And we do have, migrants coming in and, lack of enthusiasm for masks and social distancing. Of course, we're going to see numbers go up. Illinois, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Minnesota, Alabama, Louisiana, Maryland. I'm taking care of patients online, and I'm telling you that I'm hearing people call in from multiple states that have symptoms. But, especially in my neck of the woods, are trying to open up. And what is going to base that on is how our hospitalizations are doing. So India being overwhelmed is not a good sign, especially if our vaccine might not be able to address a variant such as that if it ever comes to our neck of the woods. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Dr.Joel.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Issue, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Someone has been killed in a shooting at a Wawa convenience store in Pennsylvania. Suspect is dead after a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So a man was killed, and the suspect later took his own life following a shooting outside a Wawa convenience store and gas station in Upper Macungie Township, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, in Pennsylvania on Wednesday. The incident occurred at about 4:48 a.m., when a man driving a white Toyota Corolla fired at a woman who was driving on Route 22 near Cedar Crest Boulevard. Apparently, Lake County District Attorney James Martin said the woman didn't realize she was shot at until she stopped at the Wawa. The suspect then shot and injured a second person in a Jeep at the Wawa. That's what's called. There's a whole bunch of stores. They're called Wawa. I love it. Easy for me to say because I don't have a lisp with Wawa. I don't have a stutter, so I can say Wawa, and I love it. A third shooting, a truck driver was pumping gas, was fatal. After he killed the truck, the suspect killed the truck driver. The suspect then walked about a quarter mile along Route 100, where he shot himself in the hand and the chest and died. Now, an employee at Wawa, who was outside when shots were fired, ushered customers into the store, warned employees, locked the doors, and district attorney said credit to him. They say the three shootings appeared to be indiscriminate. One gun was recovered on the scene. Violent last couple days. As a teenager, a 16-year-old girl was Makia Bryant, allegedly. She was an honor roll student, was apparently in a fight with multiple people and was found to be stabbing, lunging at them with a knife. And Columbus police came on scene, and she was shot and killed. Now, there's a lot of people calling for the officer to be arrested. Columbus police have released body cam footage showing the officer shooting of a 16-year-old Makia Bryant. They say she was she had been killed moments before the Derek Chauvin verdict was read yesterday. And in an attempt to show more transparency and ease tensions, the police department released footage right away that sees the teen run out of her home with a knife. Bryant, described by her mother, as a peace-loving honor student. Yet you see the knife. She storms out of the home towards another woman. A woman falls backwards. Man falls over to the side or leaves the scene. And then the teen turns her attention to another woman, runs towards her. Officers open fire and prevented the stabbing. But then people start to scream in shock. And if you see the scene, they're like, but she was a kid. And the officer who opened fire was not identified. But Police Chief Michael Woods said that he would be taken off the street pending an investigation. Now, this is unfortunately what is, you know, plaguing communities and plaguing police departments, as to when you have somebody whose life is threatened and somebody is wielding a deadly weapon, and they aren't stopping by verbal command. Their techniques on restraining or stopping, and unfortunately with a lunge can happen faster than someone drawing their weapon. Police departments are going to be, in light of this and in light of what happened with George Floyd, reevaluating many of their techniques. But the topic's not brought up is, why is a 16-year-old with a knife? Why is a 16-year-old feeling they have to lunge at somebody? Why are these scenes in broad daylight happening? And it's frightening, absolutely frightening. Also in the news today, in North Carolina, apparently a sheriff's deputy was administering a warrant to Andrew Brown. Andrew Brown apparently drives away from the scene, gunfire erupts, and I believe he was killed. This happened in Pasquotank County. So another officer-involved shooting. And, a scene with what happened to George Floyd and the Chauvin murder trial, and there's a lot of questions from all sides as to where do we go from here. You know, some people call for guns being removed. But police face dangerous traffic stops. They face danger at all times. Police will quit. Police want to feel like they could defend themselves because people are aiming deadly weapons at them. But people resisting arrest are dying. George Floyd resisted arrest and ended up dying. This man resisted arrest, ended up dying. Dante Wright resisted arrest, fled the scene, ended up getting shot with a Glock instead of a taser. A common thread to these is the resisting of arrest. And we don't want anybody to die. We don't want any officers needing to use deadly force. Isn't that the old adage of, and I don't think it was ever in writing, but, you know, me having grown up, and my grandfather was a police officer, I had just learned, you know, when, you know, if you resist arrest or you look like you're running away from the police, you will be shot. So when they say freeze, you freeze. So as a little girl, you know, it was just unfortunately indoctrinated where don't run, you'll be shot. And you know, maybe that is still pervasive in you know, current law enforcement now, where if you are fleeing arrest, if you are resisting arrest, then the deadly force might be used. Now, I don't know much about, you know, each and every department's rules. And apparently departments have safety officers, but I wonder if police departments are going to have a more hands-off approach to resisting arrest, and then how do they arrest without deadly force? If a car is driving away, do you shoot at the tires? Do you shoot at, you know, what is the approach? How does this change? How do we move forward? And as, you know, we discussed with the George Floyd issue, I mean, we have a lot of tragedies involved in the whole picture. We have, you know, people taking fentanyl and meth at the same time. We have a major drug use problem. We have teenagers with knives and stabbing people. We have, unfortunately, there are people with warrants for their arrest, multiple, too numerous to count. We have a crime problem. We have a restraint problem. We have a death in custody problem. You know, we have a problem where four officers couldn't restrain George Floyd. He was able to get out of the cop car despite having handcuffs. Now, again, I don't know if it's because he said he couldn't breathe and he was having a medical issue, so they waited for the ambulance. I don't know what happened. But, you know, when you look back at every single thing that where, you know, you can say, well, you see, this is where it could have been prevented. This is where it could have been prevented. But there are common themes that I don't believe are being identified as some of the issues and can get addressed. I don't want to see anybody dying. And if there is a common threat of resisting arrest, how do we address that? How do we address a resisting arrest? When you see the Dante Wright footage, the body, you know, the officers have body cams. You know, there was a big push where we need body cams. You know, after the Ferguson shooting, we need to see what's going on. So we're seeing what's going on. And unfortunately, they're still resisting arrest. There's still, you know, shots being fired. There's still people dying. And or there's still people performing, you know, acts like, you know, stabbing or taking a car or driving it into a bunch of people or shooting at a Wawa. You know, we have a crime problem. And with that crime problem and with, you know, officers and their lives being threatened, you know, and people feeling their lives threatened by law enforcement, everybody's on edge. If somebody thinks they're going to die at the hands of law enforcement, they're going to run. If law enforcement thinks that somebody's going to be drawing a gun on them, like the Toledo child, they're going to protect themselves. So everybody is assuming something from everybody else. And it's getting worse, and it's going to continue to get worse. I'm a doctor. You know, I mean, I could do my part in helping treat mental illness. I could do my part in educating people on mental illness and, you know, the psychology of, you know, resisting arrest if you think you're not going to be able to get your drugs or your fentanyl or you feel you're going to be in jail and attacked. And, you know, I mean, I could talk about that, but to be able to fix what we have, it's going to take, you know, even our politicians to identify some of these issues. Saying defund the police is not going to address somebody stabbing others in the middle of broad daylight or shooting people at a Wawa or wanting to resist arrest. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA is calling out the Baltimore plant that ruined millions of Johnson & Johnson vaccine doses for unsanitary and unsuitable conditions. The FDA saying the plant operator, Emergent BioSolutions, failed to adequately train personnel to prevent contamination of substances. Johnson & Johnson saying they will ensure all of the FDA's observations are promptly addressed at the Baltimore facility. This as we hear counterfeit COVID-19 vaccines are being sold as criminals exploit high demand. Pfizer said it identified fake versions of its shot in Mexico and Poland. President Biden also saying that a tax credit of up to $510 per day will be provided to businesses that provide paid time off for people to get their COVID-19 vaccine shots. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is being held in restrictive housing following his conviction. Chauvin was found guilty in all three charges in the death of George Floyd. As far as what's next regarding an appeal, Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz tells Newsmax TV,
I think the jurors understood that if they didn't come to, quote, the right verdict, they would suffer their businesses, their schools, their neighborhoods. This was a case where the thumb, perhaps even the elbow, of external threats was on the scale of justice. That's why I think this case may very well be reversed on appeal by the United States Supreme Court.
The United States Department of Agriculture will continue free school lunches during the 2021-2022 school year. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack saying the USDA will remain relentless to ensure our nation's children get the crucial nutrition they need. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All for tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we don't need this news. We don't need this, but I just want to talk about it because I don't want you freaking out that that batch was out in circulation. So apparently the FDA, and kudos to the FDA, they are on it. The FDA apparently inspected a Baltimore facility because there was a batch of Johnson & Johnson vaccine that I believe was contaminated. And so they inspected the facility. I think the facility got cited. Johnson & Johnson is on the case. Nobody received that vaccine. Johnson & Johnson vaccine distribution is currently suspended because of the blood clot links in 9 out of 7.1 million people. But thought you guys should hear about this. You're going to see it in the news. You're going to freak out. This was just one factory, and the batch did not go out in circulation. So we're being told that this Baltimore factory that was contracted to make the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and maybe others, right, was quote-unquote dirty. Did not follow proper manufacturing procedures and a, quote, poorly trained staff. This is not cool. Not cool. You don't want to lose jobs to robots. This is why we might be losing our jobs to robots. So they felt those were the culprits in terms of causing a contamination of some of the material that was being put into the shots. It's according to U.S. regulators. So the FDA released a statement. It's a 13-page report. Just came out, detailing findings from the recent inspection of the, quote, Emergent Biosciences factory. Agency inspectors said a batch of the bulk drug substance for Johnson & Johnson's single-shot vaccine was contaminated with material used to make COVID-19 vaccines for another Emergent client, AstraZeneca. That batch reportedly enough to make about 15 million Johnson & Johnson vaccine doses all had to be thrown out. They said other problems cited, including peeling paint, black and brown residue on floors, walls in the factory, inadequate cleaning, and they say employees are not following procedures to prevent contamination. Now, it could be considered a contaminant. I think, remember I told you guys, that this might not be a new story, remember I told you there was a facility that mixed up ingredients for the AstraZeneca vaccine with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, because they were making both. I believe this is the same story. But it's considered a contaminant. We call it a contaminant when something that's not supposed to be there is there. So the general term contaminant, people think, well, you know, is it like that formulating pharmacy where there was fungus in the steroid that got injected into people's spines? Yeah, that's a contaminant. A fungal spore is a contaminant. A bacteria, a pathogen is a contaminant. But another chemical, another sort of ingredient is a contaminant. When I cook, and I'll add the granulated sugar looks like garlic. And I will grab the sugar instead of the garlic. It's in the same bin. It looks like the same thing from the company. So I basically contaminated what I cooked with sugar when I was reaching for the garlic. So we use that term contaminant. So when you hear that, that's where the term is. But when you hear that the place was dirty, there was peeling paint, it starts to freak people out. So both Emergent, the facility, and Johnson & Johnson said that they're working to fix the problems as quickly as possible. They said nothing in this factory has been distributed. As I said before, Johnson & Johnson currently is on hold for the pause. We think it's going to be reinstated, but the Baltimore factory did halt production late last week at the request of the FDA. The agency has given emergency approval to the factory. Oh, they have not. So the agency has to approve them before they go on and make any other vaccine. So when people don't have a lot of faith in the pharmaceutical industry or the medical industry, and they hear stories like this, which is very rare, just like with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the clots were very rare. It doesn't matter how rare it is. People stop, they pause, and they go, what the heck is going on, people? If we found this issue with this one factory, what about others that might not have been looked at yet? And so you do wonder, you know? It's one of those things where if you have human nature and you might have people not following protocol, the chances of people not following protocol in other industries or in other businesses still exists. It doesn't prove anything. But we have to assume that if there is human error, because somebody is skipping a step, why are people skipping that step? But, I mean, to mix up, right, ingredients, that's a big cluster. Now, if you remember a few years back, we had a, every other day in the news was some sort of food outbreak. Now, maybe we don't hear about a lot now because COVID and Russia and all sorts of stuff, stimulus package are pervading the news. George Floyd, Derek Chauvin, but we were at one point every week hearing another place was closing down or temporarily, or there was some food outbreak. And was it because people weren't washing their hands? Is it because people were sick? You know, is it because people were high? We don't know. And so, you know, I am concerned that some people might go to work high, you know, and we test everybody for COVID. Should we be drug testing some people? Probably not, because with the ADA, if they're using it for medical reasons, you can't do that. But, you know, we our approach to people doing things halfway is, I think, not very thorough. I mean, look at what happened at that one Walgreens. I think it was in North Carolina. I have to double check. Where saline shots were given instead of the COVID vaccine. I mean, when it comes to medicine, people demand 100%. I would tell my staff, I go, look, I don't want to micromanage. I don't want to have these high expectations that people can't ever reach or meet. But you need to realize that one mistake, just one, can kill somebody, can cause their cancer to be wrongly diagnosed, could cause them to take a medicine where they're allergic to. So if I'm overseeing everything you're doing, it's not that I'm a control freak. It's if you send a prescription in that person's allergic to, they could die. If you don't follow up on a mammogram or follow up on a blood test and it turns out to be abnormal and nobody knew about it and they don't come back in a year, that could be dangerous. So I need to make sure everything done is done correctly. And in medicine, you have to be 100%. I have never seen a medical scenario where you could be half-assed. And in medicine, and we doctors, and we aren't really well-liked, okay? It's not really fun to work in a doctor's office. Not fun, us friends with doctors. When you're friends with doctors, they're like, really? You really have to double check that the oven is off. Everybody double checks. We're just so, you know, ingrained with not doing anything halfway. But if that religiousness, if that obsessiveness, and I hate to use those terms, but if that sort of ethic is not pervasive in something like a factory that's supposed to be making a COVID vaccine, that's supposed to be saving millions of lives, somebody better get that attitude and fast. I mean, this is a real big cluster. I mean, if you're going to give out the COVID vaccine, for honest to God, can you just make sure it has what it needs in there? And if you're going to be serving food to the public, can you make sure you wash your hands? If you're sick that day, can you not go to work? I can't tell you how many parents are like, oh, please, please don't tell me I got to keep my kid out of school. I got to work. Like, if your kid's sick, don't drop them off. You know, we as a whole have this very lackadaisical attitude. Well, it's not going to be me. Whatever we do is not going to have consequences. And it does have consequences. And we really have an approach that is half-assed. And I'm sorry to say that. But something like this hurts the vaccine rollout. It hurts pharmaceutical companies. It causes lack of trust. And you know, for those of us saying get the vaccine, and they're going to be like, well, how do we know? And people who might not be as enthusiastic about the vaccine, they're not crazy. You know, people try to shame them online. If they hear things like this, they're like, you really want me to trust what's going into my body? So we need to instill that trust. The only way to instill the trust is to do things right and not half-assed. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, no boy.
There's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food. What would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So with COVID, I think a lot of medical facilities and physicians and billing companies realize that a lot of people can't pay their bills. You know, when I was on air, it looks like I got a message from the surgical center that I'm going to be getting my colonoscopy out on Friday. Yeah, you guys are going to hear about that. I'm going to be miserable. Yes. You know, with my whole prep. And I hate, it's like my fourth colonoscopy, so I've been there before. But I get a call. And I'm going to talk to them about it just so I know it's right. And I get a call saying I better bring about $1,200 because my portion is going to be about $1,200. That's just using the surgical center for the colonoscopy. That's not the doctor bill, the anesthesiologist bill. That's kind of a lot of money. Fortunately, you know, I could pay that. It shows my insurance must be paying Jack Diddley Squatch, which is what I want to double check. But I can you imagine getting a call that you're going to have to come up with $1,200 and that's not even the full of it? And that's just for an outpatient procedure that's going to last 45 minutes. Now, they deserve that money. I mean, again, because it costs money with COVID and rent and staff and, you know, but that's a lot of money. So UVA, University of Virginia Health System, has made an announcement that I think they have, what, $106 million in unpaid medical bills. And they have liens on patients' properties, and they have lawsuits on unpaid bills. They say they're going to wipe those off for those who qualify monetarily based on sliding scale. So if you are below 400% of the poverty level, making $106,000 or less, you're going to qualify for a sliding scale in terms of your bills. Apparently, the average American out there will not be able to pay if they have a medical emergency that's going to cost them over $400. I think there was a survey that came out a few years back. The average person, if they got a $400 bill, couldn't do it. So hospitals are kind of up a creek right now. Because if they aren't getting enough government funding, and if people can't pay, then they, you know, how do they stay open? But one thing I had seen during the recession is when, after the ACA and people had high deductibles, you know, you could send a person to collections. They don't worry about their credit because they're having money issues. So we had to wipe out tens of thousands of dollars of bills too. When I closed my office, we were like, yeah, that's it. It didn't make sense to try to collect money on people that couldn't afford to pay. But what happened to my office? Well, I'm closed. I mean, you could only operate, you know, without money coming in for so long. But university systems have a little bit more flexibility because they're a university system. So they could get help from the university. They could get help from the government. So they are going to pilot this where they're going to work more with sliding scale. And they're going to have some limits on what they're going to charge. So patients who earn less than $51,000 a year or are part of a family of four with an annual income of $106,000 or less will have all their liens and judgments released from the hospital. They are going to also have a means for if you have an emergency. They're going to implement new financial aid options for emergency care. If patients do not have insurance or coverage, if costs are over $10,000, whether they're eligible for financial aid, and patients who qualify under this policy will not owe more than 25% of their income and assets. So this is a fantastic move from the hospital. Not sure how they're going to be able to pay for that. You know, when you are owed millions and you rely on that and you don't get it, you know, we talked about how, certain people's insurance or certain self-pay seem to cover when insurance doesn't. You know, you have somebody that can pay their bill. That's what you live on because you're not getting money from the insurance and some people aren't able to pay. But it is a university system, so I think they're going to be okay. So should all hospital systems do this? I mean, will this work? Should your ability to pay your doctor be on a sliding scale? And that's the way it was in the olden days. We would give the doctor a chicken. Or we would bring them, you know, some banana bread, right? Or we would fix their car. And there was a lot of trade going on. Now, you can't do that. Most doctors are not allowed to do that. Because if you are contracted with an insurance company, and the insurance company says you bill that patient $50, you have to bill that patient $50. In fact, if you wipe off one and not another, you could be in trouble. Unless it's an all across the board, like what they're going to do. If you make less than $51,000 a year, $106,000 as a family, this is what we're doing for everybody. Despite race, gender, creed, this is what we're doing for everybody. Because we don't want discrimination suits and things like that in terms of, you know, medical facilities. So what if somebody can't pay? Now, is there something we might be missing with this story? Because this just sounds too good to be true. Well, one is there are government subsidies and financial aid that are existing to help infuse to hospitals. I think the part of the stimulus package is going to be helping hospitals with some of the debt that they incurred during the COVID pandemic, because we don't want hospitals closed down. Our medical system could crash. But also, there might be a more proactive, shall we say, approach to what patients are going to be charged. One thing that was a real big cluster in our medical system is in our attempt to not discriminate, in our attempt to treat everybody the same, you come into the ER and you need full court press, you're going to get full court press. Wait, it doesn't matter. I don't care what your insurance is. I don't care the color of your skin. I don't care if you're a Nazi. Whatever you have coming into that ER, I don't even care. I don't even know what your insurance is. I'm just going to take care of you. Well, that approach is great from a progressive standpoint, but maybe not everybody needed to have quote-unquote full court press. And so for those doctors saying, you know what, let's do another CT. Let's do this. Let's do this. Maybe they're now going to be reminded, look, guys, all right, you know, they don't have insurance. So you need to think twice about charging them another CT or charging us another CT. Now, we don't want this to translate into bad care. Not everybody needs a CT. But it is probably going to put into light that people, before they come in, may be having a evaluation of what sort of, treatment modalities might be used. And in an emergency, it's an emergency. But, you know, maybe somebody's going to come in going, well, I have a bronchitis. And they're like, okay, well, we can't turn you away. But if you think you have a bronchitis, then, you know, are you sure you want to come to the hospital? Because it's going to cost you this much. Maybe there's going to be more of a triage system. I don't know. Because we don't want people, you know, getting less care because they can't pay. According to this statement, they're going to do everything the way they've always done it. But will it work financially? I mean, I know in my office, we made it work. We took a mortgage out on the house to pay our staff. But at some point, when patients couldn't pay, couldn't do it. I mean, you got rent. You got staff to pay. Didn't make sense. So when I got an opportunity to teach, I'm like, oh, I'm going to teach. You know, it just doesn't make sense to be having all these unpaid medical bills. And even though we didn't charge a lot, it just didn't make sense. So bigger health systems, you know, hopefully will be able to last and you know, withstand the, you know, any financial storms. And it looks like they are going to get government money. So that might be able to keep them afloat. Yeah. And I like the idea of sliding scale because you still have some skin in the game. You know, a lot of people aren't asking for freebies. Yeah, there's people out there asking, but a lot of people, they understand that it's going to cost money. They understand that the person helping them has a salary. They understand that the lights have to be on. That there's a power bill, right? That there's a water bill. They understand that medicines cost money. Look what's happening in India. Oxygen costs money. So, you know, but, you know, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. 1-877-DOLLY-YOUNG-BOY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.